Now, 178,500 tons of food waste in 2020 came from hotels, B&Bs, pubs, restaurants, cafes, takeaways and canteens. And that was around 23% of the total. So almost a quarter of all food waste came from those sectors. And the annual cost of food waste in this sector is estimated to be in excess of 300 million euro. Well, the Food Safety Professionals Association brings together the best independent food safety and hygiene professionals that are operating here in Ireland, and they aim to improve the standards of food safety and hygiene. And Lorraine O'Mann is chair of the Food Safety Professionals Association, and she has lots of advice for food businesses here in Kerry, whether they're in production facilities or they're involved in serving food, on how they can cut down on waste. And she joins me now on the line. Lorraine, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
There's a lot of talk these days about food waste and cutting down, but still we waste a huge amount of food in Ireland, don't we, in the food industry?
We do. We do indeed. I suppose figures come in at about maybe 500,000 ton of food waste between processing and manufacturing, retail and restaurants. You're probably looking at about maybe 300,000. And then households, 253,000 ton. And that's every year. It's quite a lot of food.
Yeah, it's a huge amount of food, and I suppose it's a huge amount of money, and especially these days with the costs of everything, really, that it doesn't make sense really for it still to be happening, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I think the focus now with the cost of living and sustainability and all of that type of stuff, it's really pushing the thought process of how can I actually control waste, be it at home or in a food business.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose there is more talk about it, as I say, so people are maybe talking more about it, but maybe there isn't as much action as there is talk.
Well, it's changing the mindset, and it really starts, to be honest, if I'm thinking of a food business, Mary, I'm thinking of the ethos. So the ethos of the company, the ethos in how to manage waste, the importance of making it part of your core culture. And that involves, you know, training staff, thinking about how you do things, you know, how you might make some changes regard to menu, the use of equipment, all of that type of thing. So it really is the start of the thought process, but following it through by thinking of how, what steps people can take to make that change.
And in the professional sector, as you say, you know, it makes sense because, you know, you're saving money if you're not wasting as much food. But what kind of practical steps can someone, you know, whether you have a cafe or you have a restaurant, you know, what kind of steps can you take to try and reduce your waste?
Well, I think there's probably about four steps, Mary. And it's really important to think about food safety as well. So it's not just a case of, you know, saying, oh, we'll hold on to food, and if it goes beyond the date, well, it really doesn't matter. It's important to link the two together. So I suppose the first thing really is to think about how you manage and how you measure. If you don't measure anything, well, then it's very hard to understand what your benchmark is, where you're starting from. So really identify your waste. What is it that you're throwing away? And it's important to put that on paper. So keep a record and keep the quantity of it, you know, the weight of it, or change the weight into money and see how much you are physically throwing out in the bin. And if, I mean, I remember a short while ago, I did a study with a food business, and it turned out that if they were to extrapolate the waste that they were losing for a week, it would turn out into a saving of 180,000 euros for the company.
Wow.
And, you know, that's a lot of money that's going down the drain or going down into the bin. Really have a look at it. You know, what is it that you are throwing away or throwing down the sink, even down to things like milk, leftover soup and so on. And then having a look at the dates, because that information, if you're throwing out a lot of stuff that's out of date, really that needs to think about how you're actually purchasing, and are you buying too much? It's important really to start the day with a stock check. The chef or whoever it is walks around, has a look in the fridges, in the freezers. What can I use today? And can I even put a special on the menu, you know, to use up what potentially is going out of date tomorrow or the next day? So I think that's kind of one thing to have a think about, and then use that stock check to help with your purchasing. A lot of people, and I'm the same here at home. Sometimes I'll see a special on offer, and I'll buy it two for the price of one. And we're all guilty of that type of thing. But again, am I buying it just for the sake of it, or will I use it? And we kind of have in the back of our minds, oh, I'll buy it because I might use it at some stage. But do we? And then do we end up throwing it in the bin? For a food business, use the information on your till receipts. A lot of companies at the end of the day, they'll cash out their till. They'll have a whole load of information on it. They don't look at it, and then they'll throw that information into a box underneath the till. But have a look on it because that's vital information. How many meals were sold that day? How many sandwiches were sold? How many portions of soup? And look at what sells and what doesn't. If there's a slow mover, why would you want to have it on the menu? So move that type of slow meal off, put something else on that will sell. Look at the numbers and adjust your level of cooking and the level of prep to what you're reading from the till receipt. It takes a little bit of practice, though. If you've never done it before, again, it's changing the mindset of the staff to sit down with a pen, with a piece of paper, and see what's selling and what's not. A lot of people then, if you're looking at a carvery, have a look at portion control, because sometimes people put too much on plates because they feel they want to give value for service. But is there a possibility actually that your customer can come up for a second portion if they need to? But how much of that food is going back into the kitchen that's going into the bin? And again, unless you check it out, unless you measure it, you're not going to be able to manage that either. The Food Safety Professionals Association have an accreditation system, and we work with food businesses to help them achieve and exceed the legislative requirements for food safety, for standards, and so on. And there's a business actually in the Limerick area that have the accreditation. It's Carambola Kids, and they produce meals for children for lunch every day. But out of their premises every day, Mary, there's 37,000 meals going out across the country for kids' lunches. Now, they really have a very tight ship. They understand what's food waste. Their understanding of food safety and dates, it all links in together. It's a bit like a jigsaw, and all the elements have to work well together, Mary.
Yeah, I suppose it sounds like there is a lot of planning there, but I mean, if you do plan, as you mentioned, there's huge potential in savings, not just from food that's been wasted, but also, as you say, the likes of water and electricity that you're using to cook these meals.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's the key word nowadays, while we're talking about food waste, we're also looking at sustainability, and the use of single-use plastics. The best before dates, the use by dates. The Food Safety Authority now are having a look at the whole issue of best before dates and use by dates. And there is a study going on at the moment with the Food Safety Authority and the European Food Safety Authority around this particular topic. So watch that space, because I think there'll be more information to come in the future about the use of dates and keying it into food safety.
Would you see in your work that many places, whether they are, a cafe or a takeaway or a restaurant, whatever it is, would you see that they're reducing options on their menu in a bid to save costs? Because, everybody these days is trying to save those pennies where they can.
I think they're more selective now about what they put on the menu. I mean, the days are gone now where you'd go into a restaurant or into a cafe and you're handed 4 pages of a menu, to choose anything from. I think those days are nearly gone. The menus are shorter, they're tighter, and for the most part, if a business doesn't have a food special on for the day, there must be something wrong, because you're looking at trying to utilize what you've got and what's coming to the end of its date. Put it on as a special, and you'll clear that food pretty quickly. Because personally, when I go in, I have a look when I'm going to eat. And if I look at 4 or 5 pages on a menu, or four, different options, and I see there's a special, I'd like to go for that because, to be honest, it's going to be cooked today, it's going to be used today, and I know that it's in a sense, it's fresh, even though perhaps it's coming to the end of its shelf life. That sounds like a bit of a contradiction in terms, but yeah, at least it's going to be available.
Lorraine, just your work there in the Food Safety Professionals Association, would it be all kinds of places where you can buy food, whether it is, you know, like a takeaway or maybe a hotel restaurant or a gastro pub?
Absolutely. We have members across the country. We have about 40 members across the country, and we work in all sectors, from production, from manufacturing, all the way right through to food service, hotels, pubs, restaurants, childcare, healthcare. And that's one of the key things with our accreditation. We've got 19 businesses which are accredited for food safety standards, where they're working above and beyond the legislative requirements. So they want to actually be centres of excellence or producers of excellence in terms of food safety. So it's actually great to have a spread of 19 businesses across the country with accreditation. And they range from healthcare to Carambola Kids in Limerick, for example, with children's lunches, manufacturing sites, warehousing, distribution sites as well. So there's a good range of food sectors with this particular accreditation.
Okay. And just finally, Lorraine, you know, if there's a food business listening that might want to get in contact with yourselves, what's the best way to do so?
Oh, if you go onto our website, fspa.ie, and you'll get a lot of information. And if you click on the map, we've got a map of Ireland. And if you click on that, you'll find members who are trainers, consultants, auditors. You'll find somebody in your area that will be able to help.
Well, look, Lorraine, thanks so much for joining us.
Not at all, Mary. Good speaking to you. Take care.
Lorraine Oman there, Chair of the Food Safety Professionals Association.